Introducing today's contestants, an international school administrator from Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, Lindsay Burns. A bookseller from Norwich, Vermont, Susan White. And a returning champion, a freelance programmer and musician from Seattle, Washington, Jeff Duncan, whose one day cash winnings total $33,399. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Johnny. Thank you for that applause, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to our program. A most impressive debut for our champion, Jeff, on yesterday's program, as you just heard from the amount of money he won. But the tough thing is defending. And look at the looks on Lindsay and Susan. They're ready to take him on. Let's see what happens. Good luck. Here we go. What kind of a battle will come about as the result of these categories? Kurt Vonnegut. Oh, if you're well-read, that'll help. Breakfast of Champions, a theme, Player's Piano, Welcome to the Monkey House, The Sirens of Titian, and finally Hocus Pocus. Each response will contain ho, followed by po, but not necessarily side by side. Jeff, off you
go. Let's do Hocus Pocus for 200.
This term for a scalding tuber means a difficult issue to deal with. Lindsay.
What is hot potato?
Good.
Sirens of Titian for 200.
Titian painted Isabella d'Este, a patron of the arts, dubbed the first lady of this artistic rebirth. Lindsay.
What is the Renaissance?
Yes.
400 for Titian, please.
Titian used the floral symbols myrtle and roses in depicting this love goddess of Urbino. Lindsay.
It was Venus.
Yeah.
Titian for 600.
Some of Titian's sirens have too much to drink in a painting of one of these parties named for a Roman wine god. Susan.
What is a bacchanal?
That's it.
Sirens of Titian for 800, please.
An avid reader of this Roman's Metamorphoses, Titian translated word to brushstroke in Rape of Europa. Susan.
Who is Ovid?
Ovid, that's it.
Sirens of Titian, let's finish the category.
In later years, Titian painted the mysterious La Bella, which today hangs in the Uffizi in this city. Lindsay.
What is Florence?
Right.
Kurt Vonnegut for 400, please.
In Vonnegut's novel, the title Breakfast of Champions refers to this vermouth cocktail. Jeff.
What is gin?
Nope. Susan.
What is a Manhattan?
Nope. Lindsay.
What is a martini?
Yes, Jeff was on the right track. Yeah. He had one of the items, but not all of it.
Vonnegut for 600.
2019 is the 50th anniversary of this Vonnegut novel, loosely based on his experiences during the firebombing of Dresden. Lindsay?
What is Slaughterhouse 5?
Yes.
800 Vonnegut, please.
Answer there. Danny Double, and you're off to a really good start.
All of it, please.
All right. Oh, you have a new symbol to Jeopardy. James used to be all in this way.
Jeopardy. Here's Lindsay.
Here's your clue. Sci-fi author Theodore Sturgeon was the inspiration for this recurring Vonnegut character, who also had a fishy name.
Who is Trout?
Gilgore Trout, you're right. 5,600.
Breakfast of Champions for 200.
This cereal has used the slogan Breakfast of Champions since the 1930s. Lindsay.
What is Wheaties?
Yeah.
400 Breakfast of Champions.
A special maker with larger, deeper grids produces the Belgian type of these. Lindsay?
What are waffles?
Right.
800 Player's Piano, please.
The piano on which Dooley Wilson played this standard in Casablanca was a Warner Brothers prop with just 58 keys. Jeff?
What is As Time Goes By?
Yes.
Player's Piano for 1,000?
It took Yamaha 4 years to build the million-dollar piano this man used for more than 200 shows at Caesar's Palace. Jeff.
Who's Liberace?
Nope. Lindsay.
Who is...
You were going to say Liberace.
I was.
Yeah, that's too bad because the correct response is Elton John.
Oof.
Jeff, back to you.
Let's do Player's Piano for 600.
At a 2009 end-of-decade clear-out sale, this band's Chris Martin auctioned off two old pianos, one used on parachutes. Lindsay?
What is Coldplay?
Yeah.
Hocus Pocus for 600, please.
group dance performed in a circle that requires synchronized shaking of the limbs. Jeff?
What is a hoedown?
No. Ooh. Lindsay?
What is the hokey pokey?
Hokey pokey, yes, and that increases your lead, and it takes us into the break. We'll be back in a moment to chat with the players. Stay with us, please. Lindsay Burns is from Canada, British Columbia to be specific. You started off so well on the program today, and that is not unexpected, because on your first date with your now husband, what did you do?
Well, I used to host a trivia night at a bar in Brooklyn, and I discovered that I had to write all the questions for the next day overnight. So I panicked, and I sent a message out to all my grad school classmates asking, is anybody available to do an all-nighter with me? And this guy, Nick, just volunteered. I thought...
Were you a little more specific when you said, do an all-nighter?
I thought, this guy really likes trivia.
Nothing trivial about you. Susan White, a bookseller from Vermont. Grew up as an only child, you thought.
I grew up as an only child, I thought. But about 15 years ago, I found a sister I never knew I had.
Isn't that a wonderful moment?
It's an amazing moment. You know, you find out that genetics, there's something to this genetics thing, and all kinds of things that...
A great reunion?
Yeah, a great reunion.
All right, good for you. Reunion. Great story. Jeff Duncan, he's our champion. Been playing and recording music since his teens.
That's true.
Now, one thing I've discovered in my long career is that there are times when you do a commercial or something like that, it can run forever. And you hear your own music on many commercials that you did years and years and years ago.
Yes, my favorite is when you hear those commercials in your car, we're going to turn the Coliseum into a giant mud pit. That's probably me playing at 14. So,
okay, let's get back into this. And Lindsay... Jeopardy Lindsay has command of the board. Go ahead.
Welcome to the Monkey House for 200.
Top of the category for this. Female Pattas monkeys are dominant. Facing a predator, the male runs away, acting as this five-letter lure. Lindsay?
What is a decoy?
Decoy, yeah.
400 Monkey House.
Scientists found out about all this monkey's pieces when they mapped out its genome in 2007. Lindsay.
What is the rhesus?
Yeah.
Hocus pocus for 800.
The base harbor from which a ship originates or is registered. Susan.
What is home port?
Right.
Hocus pocus for 400.
Some Lamborghini engines have 750 of these beastly units under the hood. Lindsay.
What are horsepower?
Yeah.
1,000 hocus pocus.
Versifier James Whitcomb Riley from Greenfield, Indiana, was known as this... What is the Hoosier poet? Lindsay.
Monkey House for 600.
It turns out that this monkey with a prominent facial feature is a good swimmer. Lindsay.
What is a proboscis monkey?
Yes.
800 Monkey House.
A shell-like organ in its throat gives resonance to the voice of this South American monkey, leading to its name. Susan.
What is a howler monkey?
Yes.
Welcome to the Monkey House for 1,000.
Spider monkeys lack the grasping adaptation known by this two-word term. It would get in the way as they hook fingers over branches. Jeff?
Was a prehensile thumb?
No. Susan.
What's an opposable thumb?
That's it, yes.
Player's piano for 400.
The Steinway on which John Lennon wrote this 1971 plea for peace was displayed outside a Texas prison before a 2007 execution. Jeff.
What is Imagine?
Yes. Less than a minute to go now.
Player's piano for 200.
What did I say? That the Smithsonian has one of this man's Yamaha KX88 keyboards marked with Braille stickers. Jeff.
Who's Ray Charles?
Yeah.
Breakfast of Champions for 1,000.
This roll, flavored with onion, a sort of bagel without the hole, was named for a Polish city. Lindsay.
What is Bialy?
Bialy, Bialystok.
Breakfast for 800.
For a classic Eggs Benedict, use a dollop of this creamy sauce. Lindsay.
What is Hollandaise?
Yes.
Breakfast for 600.
Some translate the Spanish name of this breakfast dish as country-style eggs. Lindsay.
What is Huevos Rancheros?
Yeah.
Kurt Vonnegut for 1,000.
Vonnegut's player piano was inspired by his time working for this giant tech company in Schenectady, New York. Jeff?
Was IBM?
No. Susan or Lindsay? The company is GE. Now, well, we won't get to that last clue. We have Lindsay again. K keeping it on with a total of 10,400. But to start, it will be Jeff when we come back. Before we get into this Double Jeopardy round, good news for you, Jeff. I don't want you to feel too discouraged, but our judges have ruled that even though prehensile thumb was not exactly on point, they have decided they're going to accept that. So you're getting back $2,000. So you're at negative 600 only. So it's looking a lot better for you. I hope you like these categories. Let's find out what's in store. We start off with Southern politician slash author. Medical abbreviations. Mongol rulers. It takes a villain. National parks. And you're going to love this one. One word rhymes. Start us.
Let's do Mongol rulers for 400.
The founder of the Mongol Empire. He was Great Khan from 1206 to 1227. Jeff.
Who's Genghis Khan?
Yes.
Mongol rulers for 800.
Hulagu Khan's 1258 siege of this Iraqi city destroyed its standing in the Islamic world and ended the 500-year rule of the Abbasids. Lindsay.
What is Baghdad?
Yeah.
Mongol rulers for 1200.
Empress Manduhai Khatun was known for this quality, like Solomon, and used it to unite the warring Mongols in the 15th century. Jeff.
Was wisdom?
Good, you're out of the hole.
Mongol rulers for 1600.
Now in ruins, Chengdu is the site of this Khan's former great capital, where Marco Polo visited him. Lindsay?
It was Kublai Khan.
Yes.
Mongol rulers for 2000.
Batu Khan was the leader of this army that sacked and conquered westward as far as Poland and the Danube Valley. And that was the famous or infamous Golden Horde. Lindsay, back to you.
It takes a villain for 400.
He says the movie line, "You don't know the power of the dark side." Jeff.
Who's Darth Vader?
He's the one.
It takes a villain for 800.
At the end of Avengers Infinity War, he snaps his fingers and wipes out half the inhabitants of the universe. Jeff.
Who is Thanos?
Yes.
Takes a villain for 1200.
Jamie Lee Curtis as Laurie Strode has another confrontation with this crazed killer in 2018's Halloween. Jeff.
Who's Michael Myers?
He's the one.
Takes a villain for 1600.
He's the non-human villain in 2001, A Space Odyssey. Susan.
Who is Hal?
Hal, the computer.
Takes a villain for 2000.
He's Dudley Do-Right's dastardly mustachioed nemesis. Come on, you can come up with Snidely Whiplash. Susan, go.
Medical abbreviations for 400.
Concussions can occur with or without LOC. Loss of this. Jeff.
Was consciousness.
Right.
Medical abbreviations for 800.
In 1989, the gene that causes this disease, CF for short, was discovered. Susan.
What is cystic fibrosis?
Right.
Medical abbreviations for 2000.
If you sleep with a CPAP device, you know it provides continuous positive this. Jeff.
Was air pressure?
Good.
Medical abbreviations for 16.
Kids can thank Albert Sabin for developing this, abbreviated OPV. Jeff.
Was an oral polio vaccine?
Correct.
Medical abbreviations for 1200.
The common cold is known as a URI, or this type of infection. Susan.
What is an upper respiratory infection?
Yes.
One word rhymes for 400.
The cost of a plane ticket. Jeff.
Was a fare?
Nope. Lindsay.
What is airfare?
Yes, one word rhyme. Rhyme is within the word. Lindsay.
One word rhymes for 800.
Direct deposit time of the week. Lindsay.
What is payday?
Yes.
One word rhymes for 1200.
Magical or personal power. I've got mine working. Susan.
What is mojo?
Good.
One word rhymes for 1600.
Write one, and you might get an award from the James Beard Foundation. Susan.
What is a cookbook?
Yes.
One word rhymes for 2000.
To show off, especially in the main seating area of a sports venue. What is to grandstand?
Oh.
Susan, go again.
Southern politician, author for 400.
In the 2000s, Doug Jones prosecuted two men for the 1963 church bombing in this city. He wrote Bending Toward Justice about it. Lindsay.
What is Birmingham?
That's it.
Southern politician for 800.
This Floridian's memoir is An American Son of Mario and Aurealis from Cuba. Susan.
Who is Marco Rubio?
Right.
Southern politician, author for 12.
Answer there. The Daily Double. And you've moved up nicely from third place into second.
I'll wager 2,000.
Two only. All right, here's the clue. The first novel ever published by a U.S. president was The Hornet's Nest, his saga of the Revolutionary War in the South.
Who is Jimmy Carter?
Yes!
Southern politician, 1600.
Jesse Helms' memoir, Here's Where I Stand, says he likes seeing others from this state succeed. Like Clay Aiken on American Idol. Jeff.
Was South Carolina?
Nope. Lindsay.
What is North Carolina?
Yep.
National Parks for 1600.
Answer there, the other Daily Double. Susan has been moving up nicely. We have less than a minute now, Lindsay.
3,000.
Three only? Here's the clue. Big Bend National Park is named for a big bend on this river.
The Snake?
No. What is the Rio Grande? Mm-hmm. You are still in the lead, but the margin is $200. Go.
National Parks for 2,000.
Ebenezer is the first name of the Utah settler whose last name adorns this spectacular national park. Jeff.
Was Zion?
Nope. Susan or Lindsay? What is Bryce Canyon National Park? Lindsay, go again.
National Parks for 1,200.
Development on this Florida bay spurred the campaign that helped create a national park there in 1980. Lindsay.
What is Biscayne?
Yes.
A Southern politician for 2,000.
This Georgia state representative and candidate for governor has published several romance novels under the name Selena Montgomery. Lindsay.
Who is Stacey Abrams?
Yep. And with that, you move up to 16,200. Final Jeopardy still to come, players. Here it is. American playwrights. Ah, popular subject this week. We'll be back with the clue in a moment.
Get ready for weekend rain. Not a washout, but I'll tell you when you'll need that umbrella and which areas will see the storms. A casino employee accused of a get-rich scheme. The alleged con that cost the casino thousands.
To help your pumpkin last longer, consider leaving this topmost part of it intact as it continues to provide nutrients even after it's been picked. What is the stem? Happy Geicoween. Visit geico.com to see how much you could save.
Today we deal with American playwrights. Let's see how well the contestants deal with this clue. In 1963, the Pulitzer Advisory Board vetoed his controversial play and gave no award. He would go on to win three Pulitzers. 30 seconds. Good luck. Come to Jeff first. Not his great day today, but that's okay. The ladies played superbly well. You wrote down who is Arthur Miller, and that unfortunately for you is incorrect. You probably risked everything. You did. You dropped to zero. Let's go to the lady in the middle, Susan White, not looking happy. Why? Because she wrote down Tennessee Williams, and that also is incorrect. What did it cost you? $4,100. That drops you down to $8,700. Over to Lindsay now. She took a long time thinking about this. She was leading with 16,200. She picked Williams also. Correct response is Edward Albee. How much did you lose? 9,401. Too much. Guess what, Susan White? Congratulations. You're the new Jeopardy champion. Have a good weekend, a safe one. We'll see you all right here on Monday. So long, everybody.
Promotional consideration provided by GEICO. Jeopardy is also brought to you by...
Collect cute characters and solve thousands of fun puzzles. Download Best Fiends for free today. That's friends without the R. Best Fiends.
When it comes to food for your best friend, there's good, there's better, and then there's Blue Buffalo. If you love them like family, feed them like family with Blue.
Your skin has different needs at night. That's why there's Gold Bond Overnight Lotion. Works while you sleep as hyaluronic acid locks in moisture. Gold Bond Overnight Lotion.